As a, you know, for a woman especially, as she grows, she cares less and less about, and even is less and less aware of clitoral orgasms, and becomes more and more attuned. So, you know, there's less tight. So, if you've, I'm sure you've been with a woman and she's had an orgasm, I think. So, you probably, I want to show you, all the men, not just you, but so, you know, when clitoral orgasms are created by tension, not by surrender. So if she's clamping down and breathing tighter or rubbing herself again, that's a clitoral orgasm. But the reason it's not spiritually deep is because it's tension and surface. So, and then if there's enough, so it's this kind of release. But cervical orgasm, there's no in that cervical orgasm at all. So usually hands are splayed, fingers are splayed, tears flow, often mouth, everything open, you know. It's a waves of open. So feel the difference just as a organismic being, like, or, you know, this is more our nature. It's more how we want to live. This is a, you know, monkey. So how often you want to condition clitoral orgasms is up to y'all. Foreplay altogether is on the surface. So most human beings, just, I shouldn't say too much about this, but most human beings, well, most human beings, sex is entirely on the surface. Kissing on the surface, touching nipples, touching penis on the outside. Then it takes place maybe inside the vagina, but that's it. So in third stage sex, the foreplay becomes internal as soon as possible. So basically, and these are, don't follow these as connected out rules. These are more like artful suggestions. You would, so if you're a couple, let's say, and let's say you wanted to practice sex, what typically people might do, and I'm not saying you guys, is, you know, you kiss a little and you hold, and maybe you touch her breast, maybe she touches your penis, maybe there's oral sex sharing, and over time, you know, you move maybe into intercourse, you know what I'm talking about, that kind of thing. But in third stage sex, most of what I just described tends to distract one from the cervix, heart, and throat, and the depth of consciousness. Not always, so I don't want to make it a... But, so in third stage sex, you'd kind of... And I feel... I don't want anyone to copy what I'm saying. Just, but you both would realize you want to have sex, whatever that means to you, and she would basically get you erect the most direct way possible, whatever that means, like a quick blowjob, quick hand job, grab your balls, just like almost mechanical, just like... Not that bad, but you know, but just, it's not, you don't want to be there longer than you need to, is what I'm trying to say. So she basically gets you as hard as possible, as quick as possible, and then the head of your penis is the most sensitive part for you of your body, and the cervix, heart, and throat is what we've been working with. So you take your penis, which is now erect, so you spent 30 seconds, let's say, getting an erection. You, as again, as quickly as possible, but without hurting anybody, so not sensitive, but you, let's say you're working her cervix, you could either go, let's say, in her mouth and have the head of your penis against the back of her throat, or you could put yourself into her vagina and your head of your penis as close to her cervix as you can, depending on anatomy, because women's vaginas vary as much as men's penises. So you want your the head of your penis as close to her cervix as possible. Let's use the cervix, it could be the throat. And the first level of the sexual practice, for anyone who's keeping notes here in their mind, would be you move as little as possible, keep an erection. So you have to move some, or you'll lose an erection. Unless, if she's really good at moving her vagina, she could kind of milk your penis and keep you hard, but you have to stay hard. So you one or both of you move as little as possible to keep you hard. And what you're doing is you're just pressing the head of your penis against her cervix or near her cervix or her throat for long, long, slow periods of time, you know, minimum of 1 hour. So that's not easy. You have to stay hard. You can't ejaculate. You're going to emotional things will come up. Jews will start weeping. Whatever, you know, I mean, really, really. It's like, so you hold that deep in her, and what she feels, so instead of spending, let's say, 20 minutes in foreplay, kissing, touching, now that 20 minutes is spent, boom, poof. So now she has that extra 20 minutes. You're gazing into her eyes, you're full, you're breathing full, you're pressing your consciousness into her. She could do anything she wants. So she might be moving, she might be breathing, she might be gasping, she might be silent. It'll look like last night when everyone was fucking God, because you'll be God in that case. So she'll be doing all kinds of things. You stay there. And in general, third stage practice looks more in that direction than in a lot of surface things, which are pleasurable. You know, I don't want to deny that's very, you know, the surface is very pleasurable, so don't skip that all the time. But you understand what I'm saying? It's a different focus of sex to go right to depth. It's basically like, this is a schematic. She goes like, I'm ready, here's my cervix. And you go, okay, plug in God. You know, and that, instead of like, hey, you know, and which isn't bad. It's very pleasurable, but it doesn't go to depth usually, or everyone would be in depth.